you. So, say, Lord Jesus, I break the power of any of those curses that's attacked my reasoning, my mind, and my thinking. I break the power of those curses in the name of Jesus. And I command that foul spirit to loose my mind. Shoo! In Jesus' name. Satan, you have no authority to attack my mind or the mind of my children. Father, we ask you to set us free and use us to set our children free. If we need to go deeper, Holy Spirit, take us there. This foul spirit will bow its knee. We will not need medication to slow down our thinking or to speed up our thinking or anything else to do with our thinking. Because when you show us, Lord, we'll be completely free. Father, we thank you for the wisdom of doctors to put a Band-Aid on these issues so that we can survive. But Lord, I thank you more for the stripes on Jesus' back, the blood that came through his head that paid the price for us to be free in our minds. And we declare we're going after that freedom. In Jesus' name. Now, if you ever, I'm going to go ahead and do this one. If you know that somewhere you wanted to hide or be hidden, and so you took on the spirit of obscurity, and because of that, it's fuzzed your mind. It's like a wall. It's just like she said in that description. There's a wall there that stops you from being able to think clearly. I'm telling you what, I believe it would take you into Alzheimer's and could take you into insanity and different things like that. Because you basically have a demon in charge of your mind because you want it to be hidden. And that spirit decided, yeah, we'll hide you. And you know the devil doesn't really hide you. It makes you obscure. It makes you so nobody notices you. But they're not noticing you for the wrong reason. It's not because of humility. See, humility is when God's done such a work in you that you don't draw attention to yourself so people see you. But you want people to see Christ. This is a counterfeit of that. This is, I'm not going to draw attention to myself because I don't like myself. This is, I'm not going to draw attention to myself because I don't want anybody to look at me because they might judge me. They might hurt me. So it's a counterfeit of humility. Do you see that? True humility is brokenness before the Lord, where you really know who you are in Christ and you love who he's made you to be, but you really want people to only see him. This is a lying spirit that says you're not worth anybody seeing. If they look at you, they're going to make fun of you. You're going to be rejected. It's going to hurt too bad. So you actually took in a devil to make people not look at you. And you know what happens? The devil's a liar. Therefore, they look at you and snicker at you and make fun of you more. And you feel like people see you more. But you don't like what you think they see. And inside you feel like they don't see me right. You know, I'm being judged. They don't see me right. This isn't how I really am. But this is how they've projected that I am. This is what they've kind of stuck me to be. And you're constantly fighting a false image that you actually put a devil there to project. If that's you, say, Lord Jesus, forgive me for taking in a counterfeit of humility, to not want to be seen because I thought I'd be made fun of, that you did something wrong, Lord, in creating me, that I didn't want to be hurt, I didn't want to be rejected. I was afraid to be seen. And I took in a devil whose job was to keep me from being seen. But truthfully, he just made me stand out as one no one wanted to see. And I felt the rejection. I want the spirit gone. I forgive anyone who responded to this spirit. I break the power where I believe this spirit. Father, that's not who I am. I want to be free from this demon that causes me to be rejected, that causes people to not want to have anything to do with me. Misunderstand me. Lord, I can't have true humility until I love myself. And this spirit has made it hard for me to love myself or for other people to love me. So I break the power of the Spirit's assignment and I command it to go in Jesus' name. Now I'm going to pray for you. And if you need an inner healing, if you need Jesus to come into that situation where you took in that spirit that says, I don't want to be seen, I want you to see, because the inner healings are all basically Jesus coming into that situation. I want you to see Jesus coming into that situation and say, no, no, you want to be seen. I created you to shine. I created you for everyone to look and say, whoa, that one's made in the image of God. You want to be seen. You want people to know that I made you for my spirit to live in. And then I'll do the work in you to make you understand that it's for my glory, not yours. When you don't want to be seen because you feel like you're not worth seeing, you're actually taking the glory that belongs to the Father and you're burying it, saying, no, no, God made a mistake. I want you to see Jesus coming into that person right when you're taking that thing in, right when you hurt so bad that you want to say, Lord, I don't even want to be seen anymore. And I want you to see the Lord coming. And here's how I'm seeing it. You're saying, I see you as a child or whatever this happened to you, and you're taking a blanket and you're saying, Lord, I don't want to be seen anymore. I just wish I wish nobody would ever look at me. I don't want anybody to look at me. I don't want to ever be seen. Maybe you were molested. Maybe something happened. Whatever it was, it released a foul spirit to make you want to be totally unnoticed, unseen. And now I see the Lord walking into that bedroom and he's looking over at that bed and it's a gray blanket over you. And I see the Lord looking over at you and he's walking over to the bed and he's sitting beside you and you're under there, however old you were, with that gray blanket over you, and he's going, you know, I can see you no matter how you try to hide. You can't even go to hell and get away from me seeing you. But you don't know how much I love to look at you. You don't know how much you glorify the Father. We like you. We like the way we made you. I'm the potter. And you don't realize that I haven't made a mistake. You've been lied to. Satan's the one who set you up and hurt you so you wouldn't want to put that blanket down. But if you stay behind that blanket of gray, that gloom and that doom, everywhere you go, people will see you and want nothing to do with you. So instead of hiding you, it will make you stand out. And I hear the Lord saying, see, you are to be hidden in me, and I'm not that gray blanket. You're to come inside of me. You're to come. First, my spirit goes in you, but then I so grow in you and change you that I come out and totally cover you with myself. And when I cover you, you're hidden in me. But when you let that spirit of gloom cover you, that spirit of depression and heaviness cover you, when you take on that spirit to say, I'm not worth looking at, when you believe the lie that you weren't worth looking at, that something was wrong with you, that I messed up, and all that hurt and bitterness that's under that gray blanket is destroying you and eating you up and destroying you and making you feel like there's nothing there worth seeing, and you've taken on all these things to try to prove that that was wrong. You took on sleeping around. You took on drama, you took on trying to be seen, you took on intellectualism, you took on control, you took on all these things to prove that you weren't that person under that blanket. The Lord wants you to know you are the person under the blanket, but it's by putting the blanket there that sealed the lie that Satan told you about your value. There was nothing ever wrong with you. You weren't created wrong. Satan attacked you. Some of you were attacked before you were ever born. But that was not how God created you. I hear the Lord saying, and I paid to heal you from all of it. But as long as you have that blanket over you, I can't get near. See, I want you to be hidden in me, but you've chosen to be hidden in obscurity. You've chosen to take a wall to hide behind, where you can't shine for my glory. I see the Lord standing there saying, will you not choose to be hidden in me? And let me make you shine. Let me make you beautiful. Let me make you whole. And I see you slowly bringing the blanket down. If God's ministering to you right now, I want you to put your hands as if that blanket is right over your head. I don't want anybody looking around. I want everybody to close their eyes, because this is a very holy moment for those who are getting free. And I want you to take your hands and really put them like at the top of your head where that blanket would be. And I want you to literally see yourself pulling that blanket down over your face. And I want you to see the face of the Lord. I want you to see his face. And I want you to take that blanket all the way down, and I want you to see yourself getting up, and I want you to see yourself merging in him. I want you to see yourself with your arms open, walking right into him and being hidden in him. Father, right now we take authority over every spirit of obscurity that stopped them from being hidden in Christ, from being intimate with him, from being one with him. Every spirit that kept them under that blanket, those lies, that bitterness, Lord, we speak healing right now to the bitter places. Father, and you, as I see you, as you've gotten up and you let go of that blanket and you really saw this and you meant it, and you thought, that's where I'm supposed to be hidden in him, not behind this blanket, not behind this bitterness, not behind this pain, not behind this, it's so hard to prove I don't need to be. And I see as you take that blanket down, I see God's angels there, and they're actually just cleaning you off of all that bitter goo, all that bitter goo that just got all over you under that blanket, being hidden in darkness, being hidden in gloom and depression, being hidden in a lie that you don't want to be seen because something's wrong with you. I just see the angels just washing that off as you're walking into the Lord and saying, Lord, I'm going to be hidden in you. I'm going to be hidden in you. Not because I need to hide, because you made me wonderful. But Lord, I want to be hidden in you so that you get the glory. So that when people see me, they see you. They see what you've done. Karen, could you sing Heal Me or a song like that? It doesn't have to be that one, but something like that. Just want everybody to stay in this presence of the Lord. Lord's doing inner healing on a lot of people right now. I want you to just receive it. You don't have to have hands laid on you. I'm just believing right now there's anointing to break the yoke just being released in this place. As you one-on-one see the Lord, as you one-on-one come out from under that cover, as you begin, and he'll bring to you the lies. If the devil's talking real loud in your head a lie, then just rebuke that lie. Just bring truth to it. Say, no, no, devil, you're a liar. I'm to be hidden in Christ too. I'm wonderfully made too. Every area where you've attacked me, he'll heal me. Every area, he'll set me free. Every area, he's my Savior. He's my covering. He's everything I need. He'll never, ever leave me nor forsake me. He will not reject me. He won't reject me because he loves me, because he created me in his image. When Karen's singing this, I want you to just let God finish ministering to you and setting you free in this. Holy Spirit, we thank you for what you're doing. Lord, some people are being set free tonight who will never deal with this foul spirit again. Others, we may have to go deeper in it. But Lord, just set people free from thinking they were fools, they were stupid, they were dumb, there was something wrong with them, they weren't loved by you, they weren't special to you. Break the power of it. Lord, just get every spirit that's caused this rejection to go. Let them see themselves through your eyes. Let them see themselves the way you want them to be. We thank you for that in Jesus' name.